Changes to the Rio del Commercial Cannabis Ordinance were on the agenda for the March 20th regular City Council meeting. But first, the agenda included approval of adding the position of police corporal to the Rio del Police Department for Officer Ray Brady, who joined the force in 2014. However, the agenda item was pulled from consideration after City Manager Kyle Knopp announced that Officer Brady had accepted a position with another agency. The recent closure of the Eagle Prairie Bridge for painting was briefly discussed after comments by Nick Angeloff of the Rio del Scotia Chamber of Commerce. The city and local businesses directly impacted by the closure had apparently not received advance notice of the planned closure, which is expected to continue for at least 6 months. The Eagle Prairie Bridge was built in 1941 as part of Highway 101, which ran through Rio del until it was realigned around the town in the early 70s. The Eagle Prairie Bridge was then redefined to become State Route 283, which is the shortest state highway at just over a third of a mile. The bridge was last painted in 2002 and is sorely in need of sandblasting and some fresh paint. The council then voted to display the motto, "In God We Trust," above the city logo that resides on the wall above the council table. Council members Tim Marks and Gordon Johnson had donated a large wooden plaque with the motto inscribed for display. The council also discussed placement of an eagle statue created by local artist Byron McWaters in collaboration with Went Construction. The final sculpture will be 5 foot tall with a 10-foot wingspan, so it is too large to install on a median on Wildwood Avenue. The council discussed possible locations at City Hall, but decided to refer the debate to the elusive sculpture committee so that they could make a recommendation on a suitable location. Discrepancies between the city's and the state's commercial cannabis regulations necessitated some updates, according to Community Development Director Kevin Caldwell. Former Humboldt County District Attorney Paul Gallegos had contacted the city about the discrepancies and the potential for legal liability in the future. The city requirement for a background check on any commercial cannabis business owners, directors, officers, or licensee was created before the state amended its regulations after the passage of Proposition 64. The discrepancy that Gallegos brought to the city's attention revolved around the differences on what would be considered a disqualifying finding in the background check. The council briefly debated the issue before approving the first reading of the amended ordinance that defers approval of the required background check to the state. The next regular meeting of the Rio del City Council will be Tuesday, April 3rd at 6:30 p.m. in City Hall. The full council packet of documentation is available at theriodeltimes.com. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.